Thank you for listening to this message from Life Christian Center.
Have one more thing. The Lord says, tell somebody. I don't know who this is for, but the enemy has tried to tell you that you will never see the fruit of your labor, that you will never see anything halfway equal to the effort and the service that you have given. And he would tell you, no matter what ministry this is, I don't know what it is, but you will. He is working even now to let those things come to pass that you have labored for, that you have spent time in prayer for, that it will happen. Trust him.
Come on, let's just go ahead and give God praise for that. Amen. You may be seated this morning. How many know that when we abide in him and he abides in us, that we will bear fruit? And the Bible says that we will bear much fruit and that our fruit will remain when we remain in him. Amen. So how many believes that word of life? It will go forth and it will prosper this morning. Amen. Thank you, Father. Whoo. The Lord is good, y'all. Did y'all know that this morning? He is so good. I want to continue this morning where we have been for the last couple of weeks as we've been looking forward to the new year approaching. And again, we've kind of taken the last few weeks and centered our thoughts, if you will, around the phrase, take it or leave it. Look at your neighbor and say, take it or leave it. All right, now. Most often, again, not to just sound like a broken record, but for some maybe who have missed where we have been, all right? We're using that phrase not in its most common representation, which is basically a non-negotiable deal, all right? That's not what we're talking about this morning, but rather we're speaking of it in regards to a question of intention. What are we taking forward into the year that is coming that is going to be that, quote, fresh start, that new beginning, and what are we choosing to leave behind? Again, because not everything needs to be taken forward in our walk with the Lord. So with that being our thought for the last few weeks, we kind of began by looking at the life of Elisha, and we discovered that we should take forward some things represented there in the scripture as we saw it. I believe it was in 1 Kings chapter 19, all right? And the first thing was that we know we have to take forward faithfulness, all right, as we work the assignment, whether that assignment God has given us is old and we've been there for a while, or if it's a brand new assignment like Elisha got, all right, we have to be faithful in that assignment that God has given us while taking the necessary considerations and initiative related to our assignment and completing them with a servant's heart. How many know if we're going to serve the Lord with a begrudging heart, it's going to be a really hard way to go? All right, but when we serve him willfully and joyfully, and we have that mindset that the Word of God says was Jesus' mindset, the mindset that he came not to be served but to serve, when we live inside of that, it makes our assignment a little bit easier, even if we've had the same assignment for quite a while, all right? And at the same time, we looked at leaving behind any and everything that would be a distraction that would potentially weigh us down or begin to keep us from living in and living out or putting into practice or application God's assignment for our lives by basically saying, hey, I'm going to refuse this. I'm going to renounce this, whatever it is that may attempt to pull me away from my assignment and being faithful and taking the initiative that God needs me to take. All of those things we're going to choose to leave behind and forget. Now, last week we looked at the life of King Josiah and how we can choose to move forward without carrying with us any of the negative family history or generational issues. Again, whether they be past issues or present issues represented in your own life, because we have a new and a better covenant through Christ Jesus. Amen. And within that new and better covenant through through Christ Jesus, we know that he has set us free from the curse of the law. We know that he has released us from the guilt of those violations that maybe had been committed by those in our family line or our family history in days gone by. We know that he has taken and nailed every violation written against us to the cross, and he has openly disarmed and shamed the enemy on our behalf, right? So the enemy has no more power over us because we're living in a new and a better covenant through Christ Jesus. And so we are taking that forward with us as we go. Amen? Now, in preparing for today, I have to be honest with you because I'm a pastor and supposedly I'm supposed to be honest all the time, as I'm told. And we're all supposed to be honest all the time, right? If we're speaking honestly. Okay. Anyhow, as I was preparing for service, I actually immediately Sunday night began to kind of study some scripture and through, I was stuck on one particular kind of passage and that bled over into my Monday. And so throughout my Monday, I was kind of, you know, looking at that and examining that. And I really thought that that was where I was going to be going this morning. I kind of thought we were going to walk away from the take it or leave it thing. I thought God had done what he needed to do maybe with that. But again, as I laid down Monday night and as soon as I closed my eyes, the Lord said, hey, you're not done with take it or leave it. And I'm like, well, I have no clue where you want me to go. So, like, what's the deal? And basically, I really just felt like the Lord speaking to my heart, take forward unanswered prayer. Take forward your unanswered prayer. Now, we're going to kind of get there here in just a second, all right? Maybe this morning that doesn't really mean anything to you, but by the time we're done, I hope it does. This morning, some of us have experienced the power of prayer, the connection or the relationship that prayer gives us. Some of us have experienced the comfort of prayer. Anybody ever been comforted through your times of prayer? But you see, sometimes with prayer also comes a burden. But we don't like the B word because that means like something's going to be difficult, right? But the truth of the matter is we experience burden in prayer. So a lot of us through those moments of understanding the power, the connection, the comfort, and even the burden of prayer, what's happened in our lives is we have a certain value and understanding of prayer that has made us better understand it to a certain degree, and it has created, a value or an importance in our lives, and so it is dear to us, and we engage in prayer often, all right, on a daily basis and many times throughout the day. As was mentioned this morning, we pray without ceasing, as Paul mentions in the Word. Amen? You see, we're driven to prayer because of the love relationship that we have with our Heavenly Father. It's not something that we're like, oh, I forgot to pray, because we're so in love with who he is that we immediately engage in that moment because we're desiring to be in his presence. We engage in that because there is within us a desire to seek him, to go deeper, to know more. And so we have this value and this understanding of prayer that maybe is a little different. And I would label that maybe in one word, we have tenacity, all right? We are driven to grab hold of that prayer because we know that within prayer, we find our Heavenly Father and we find all of those things that I mentioned and many, many more. Anybody ever experienced prayer in that way? You see, now on the other hand, there are some of us this morning who haven't experienced prayer to this degree. And even what I'm saying, you're like, man, that just sounds bogus. And so what's happened is in our lives, it's left us with a lesser value and understanding of its importance within our daily lives. We're not saying that prayer isn't important, but because we haven't had those same experiences yet, we're saying we're just not sure that prayer is worth that additional effort or that additional drive in our lives. Because of this, we are then most commonly, if you will, drawn to prayer only when we are faced with something like a temptation or a trial or a tragedy. How many know those people that they only become a real Christian when something bad happens again? All right, we're only driven to that moment of prayer when something, again, is negative in our lives. But how many know we need to be going to prayer every single day? Tragedy and trial and temptation should not be the major factor for what drives us to him. It should be our love. It should be that tenacity inside of us that says, I have to get a hold of him today and find out what his perspective for my life is in this moment. Amen? So we know that there are varying levels and degrees of prayer depending on our investment personally into that relationship of communication with the Heavenly Father. The truth is, prayer is so simple that even the youngest of children, all right, can find themselves engaged in prayer, right? Have you ever heard a child pray? I'm telling you what, they can use very few words and they can bring the house down. Because there's that childlike faith that they just know God's listening. And they just begin to speak as if he's sitting right there with them. Amen? And you see, that childlike faith is what we all need to have in our lives. And so even the youngest of children can engage in this thing that we call prayer. But yet the very same time, prayer is so vast and complex that we could spend our entire life focusing, pursuing, gleaning anything and everything about prayer and never really come close to fully comprehending everything that God has wrapped up in this thing that we call prayer. So it's amazing, right? Because we get to be a part of it, but it's kind of inexhaustible at the same time. You see, that being said, my goal this morning is simply to highlight a few things centered around prayer that I really feel like God has just kind of laid on my heart in that very moment, Monday night. Could more be said? Could more be added this morning to the list? Absolutely. So please don't think that this is all-inclusive by any measure. But we will be focusing on just four areas or four types of prayer that I believe God very specifically laid in my heart Monday night that we all need to be taking forward in to 2020, all right? And the first one is this, directional prayer, all right? Everybody say directional. If you will, turn with me to Exodus chapter 33, and we're going to read verses 12 through 15 this morning. And it says, Moses said to the Lord, see, you say to me, bring up this people, but you have not let me know whom you will send with me, yet you said, I know you by name, and you also found favor in my sight. Now, therefore, I pray you, if I have found favor in your sight, show me now your way. Everybody, show me your way. That I may know you, progressively become more deeply and intimately acquainted with you, perceiving and recognizing and understanding more strongly and clearly, and that I may find favor in your sight. And Lord, do consider that this nation is your people. Now, if we read on, verse 14 says this, and the Lord said, my presence shall go with you, and I will give you rest. Verse 15, and Moses said to the Lord, if your presence does not go with me, do not carry us from here. How many knows that it is important for us to stay where he is? You see, so a main prayer in our lives should be the directional prayer. The prayer that says, God, I know that I belong to you. I know that I'm abiding in you and you're abiding in me. And because of that, Father, I don't want to take a step. I don't want to go. I don't want to start this day. I don't want to start my next project. I don't want to go any further than where I'm at right now unless I know that you're leading me, and not that you're just not leading me, but that your presence is going with me, that you are the thing that I am following in this process. He said, show me now your way. You see, I think it's important for us in our prayer life to ask God to show us the way. Because how many knows we have life to live, right? We have a job to wake up to for the most part, all right, unless you're retired, all right? And if you're not retired, then you're probably of age to where you are in school, all right? Or you're of working age, all right? College, there's something that every morning creates this thing that makes you have to get up and go and do, right? And sometimes we just get up and we go and do, but we never take into consideration the fact that we need God's blessing for that day. We need his presence to lead us and guide us so that we don't miss out on those things that he may have appointed for that day. So it's important for us to understand that for his presence to go with us, we need to engage with his presence. Amen? And we do that through prayer and by saying, Lord, today, I don't know what you have in store for me. I know that I have to do these things because this is what life demands of me. But God, within this mix of my life today, show me the way to live this day for your glory to the best of my ability. And how many believes God can do that for us? Amen. We see that even represented through scripture multiple times, not just with Moses and the children of Israel. So we need to have that element of a directional prayer that needs to be taken with us. The second thing is this, the discerning prayer. Everybody say discerning. Acts chapter 16, just two verses is what I want to focus on here. It says, and Paul and Silas passed through the territory of Phrygia, all right, and Galatia, having been forbidden by the Holy Spirit to proclaim the word of in the province of Asia. And when they had come opposite Mysia, they tried to go into Bithynia. Why can't it just be like Frankfurt? All right, because it's not Kentucky, right? But the Spirit of Jesus did not permit them. So I want you to focus for a moment on those two things. They were forbidden by the Holy Spirit, all right? The Holy Spirit did not permit them. Now again, how many knows this morning we are free moral agents, all right? But when we show up with a directional prayer and say, God, show me your way, we can't then ignore when he tries to give us direction. Okay, we have to pray for direction, but then we have to use discernment, all right, and know what he is trying to tell us to do. And so in this moment, Paul and Silas had a plan that they really thought was a good plan, and they were going to do a good thing. They were going to teach and preach the word of God. How many knows that's not a bad thing? But in that moment, that door was not open. And so the Lord, through the Holy Spirit, told them, all right, this is not the direction for you right now. And so they actually attempted another, and they said, no, not that direction either. And then if you read a little further on in scripture, what happens is that evening, Paul was given a vision or revelation by God that said, hey, you need to go to Macedonia. So what we need to understand is that as we're praying for direction, we also need to pray for discernment, to know what doors to walk through and what doors not to walk through, what opportunities to take a hold of, and what opportunities to let go until he makes it a legitimate opportunity for us in the future. How many know that it's important that we stay in sync and in step with him as best that we can? How many know that's what walking in the Spirit is? Amen? And when we begin to walk in the Spirit and pray for direction and pray for discernment, I believe that God will lead us and guide us as precisely as we see him leading and guiding Paul and Silas in this moment. And even though you may think for a moment you're just going through the regularness of your day, God can take you and allow you to minister and be a vessel for his glory in ways that we can't even begin to think of as we're waking up and going through our day. How many knows today that God can use you to do great and mighty things for his kingdom? Do you believe that this morning? Amen. How many says he's going to use me? Four of you. All right. For the rest of you, I hope this sinks in before we leave this morning. All right. So we've got the directional prayer. We've got the discerning prayer. And that kind of led me to these elements of unanswered prayer, all right? And I felt God very specifically say, hey, look, it's not just an element of knowing what direction to go and knowing how to discern things, but there's this element sometimes that we struggle with of unanswered prayer. This morning, if I was to take a survey, I'm sure that every single one of us in here, regardless of our age, would say, I have prayed a prayer and felt like that prayer has been unanswered to this day. And for some of us, it's not just one prayer. For some of us, it may be multiple prayers that you feel are unanswered. Now, how many know sometimes God gives us an answer and we just don't like the answer? That's not what I'm talking about, all right? I'm not talking about when he gave an answer and we said, don't like that answer, and so I'm going to vainly continue to pray. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about those things that yet has he answered in our lives. So the first unanswered prayer that I kind of want to talk about is the delayed prayer. Look at your neighbor and say, delayed. Daniel chapter 10, verse 12 and 13 says this, then he said to me, fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your mind and heart to understand and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard. Can I tell you this morning that from the very first time you had to utter the words of that prayer that right now today may still seem unanswered, God has heard you. Amen? He has heard you this morning. It says, and I have come as a consequence of and in response to your words, which means this, there will be a moment when he shows up to answer your unanswered prayer. All right? Stay focused with me this morning, all right? It says this in verse 13, but the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me for 21 days. Then Michael, one of the chief of the celestial princes, came to help me, for I remained there with the kings of Persia. What happened was Daniel prayed, and God immediately heard, and God sent an answer. But there was an element of spiritual warfare that was contending in the heavenlies, and his answer was delayed. How many know sometimes we're facing that very same issue in our life? It's not that God has forsaken us. It's not that he has turned a deaf ear to us. It's that there is an unseen battle that transpires in the supernatural. And sometimes our prayers, we have not heard the answer because they're being delayed. Daniel's instance was 21 days. Now, I'm not saying if a prayer goes unanswered for more than 21 days that it is in a new category. Who knows how long a delay can last, all right? But I do know this morning, that when we pray, he hears us, amen? And that he will respond in perfect timing. But how many knows we struggle with that? Because we're like, hey, no, it's like now. As a matter of fact, you're like past due. But how many knows he's always right on time? All right, so we've got the directional prayer, we've got the discerning prayer, we've got the delayed prayer, and then we've got the desperate prayer. Look at your neighbor and say, desperate. Luke chapter 8, verse 43 and 44, it says this, and a woman who had suffered from a flow of blood for 12 years, everybody say 12 years, and had spent all her living upon physicians and could not be healed by anyone, came up behind him being Jesus, and touched the fringe of his garment, and immediately her flow of blood ceased. You see, a lot of times we have these unanswered prayers that we feel like we've spent everything on. God, I've spent every tear. I've spent every emotion. I've spent every extra moment. I've spent extra time fasting. I've spent all of this time praying. I've given everything I have, and it's been years. As a matter of fact, God, we're pushing into a new decade now with this issue of this unanswered prayer. And some of you, maybe today, you don't have a desperate prayer, a prayer that has been seemingly almost maybe even haunting you for years or decades. But for some of us here this morning, we do have those prayers that have outlived even a decade or two decades because we have lost loved ones and unsaved friends, and we have people struggling with health issues, and it's been multiplied years. And we're praying and we're going, why, God, why? And so our prayers become desperate, but so many times what happens is when our prayers become delayed or when our prayers become desperate, we just want to say, you know what, I can't do this anymore. Anybody ever felt like giving up? You know what? I've prayed and I've prayed and I've prayed and I've prayed. And God, you just seem to be silent on this issue. I'm just not sure it's worth carrying anymore. Like, are you for real? Like, I've read your word. I understand your promises. I'm not praying anything outside of something you can't do. God, I've surrendered. I've done everything. Anybody ever been there? Is it just me this morning? Maybe this message was just for me. You see, sometimes I think we get in those positions and we refuse to carry forward certain prayers because we have prayed from our perspective that, you know, I've done this for so long and nothing's happened. I've done this for so long and nothing seems to be changing and nothing seems to ever change. I'm not convinced that it ever will. Again, whose report are we going to believe this morning? Are we going to believe what God has spoken and allow him to work it out in his timing, under his fashion, and his authority? Or are we going to believe a lie from the enemy? You see, but we get wrapped up in that. We get so discouraged and tired of carrying that burden of prayer. And again, prayer will bring moments of burden. But how many know sometimes it's all right to bear a burden? You see, the truth is, while we are able and while we are called to bear one another's burdens, as Galatians 6 and 2 declares that we should do, and while God may even place a burden upon your heart for someone or something specific, our only responsibility in any of those situations is just to pray. Did you know that you don't have to make the miracle happen? Your responsibility is to be faithful and to just pray. Pray in faith, believing. Because why? The prayer of a righteous man is what? It availeth much. It's effective, right? That means it works. So that means that we have to then make sure that we're staying in that relationship, in that harmony, that agreement with God that allows us to not see the perspective of, man, I've just been carrying this dead weight and I've got to shed it. How many knows today those prayers for most of us represent people and situations? And how many knows that those people and those situations need us to continue to pray? You see, the only responsibility we have is the prayer. He carries the weight of the burden. Hey, gentlemen, will you do me a favor? You two boys, gentlemen, young men, sorry, not boys. Stand up. Okay. Will you go grab that luggage over there for me, please? Would you give our young gentleman a hand of appreciation this morning? I want to turn your attention to Matthew chapter 11. If you will, just set him right here for me, guys, on the side of the stage. Matthew chapter 11. And Stormy read this to us Sunday night in part of what he was ministering to us. It says, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. He says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. How many know sometimes what we feel like is our burden or our yoke is heavier unnecessarily than it needs to be, but it's because we're trying to carry the share of the weight. We're trying to play Jesus's role. How many have ever seen a pair of oxen yoked together? How many knows for the oxen, it's distributed equally, right? Now, I would love to say that it's distributed equally between us and our partnership with Jesus Christ, but it's not, all right? Because the yoke is easy and it's light. He's really doing all of the work. We just need to stand beside him and go where he goes. Again, having that element of direction and discernment. As I begin to think of a way to try to give a little bit of life to this concept, the Lord brought to me the analogy of flying. How many of you have ever flown on an airplane? All right, most of us, all right? Some of us in here have been crazy enough to jump out of a perfectly good plane, and I'll never understand that, all right? But that's not on the table today. But you see, a lot of times what we have is, I want you to see these bags this morning as unanswered prayer. And so if I was to go to an airport, I would have these bags, and I would check these bags in, right? And I would walk through security. I would walk to my gate. Eventually, I would have to show my boarding pass, and I would get on the plane, but I won't have any of this luggage with me. I'm not bearing the weight of any of this luggage during my flight. But this luggage is still with me, underneath me, in the cargo hold, right? And so a lot of times what I think is we try to carry everything with us, but what God's saying is, hey, no, while we're on the move, while we're getting from here to where I'm taking you, you don't have to carry this. Check it in with me. And while we're on the flight, you can sit back, relax, crack a Coke, and get some peanuts, all right? And I'll carry the weight of this prayer. You just keep praying. And so a lot of times what we do is, instead of doing that, we're that person. And if you're that person, you need prayer this morning. Oh my gosh, do you need prayer? Don't be that person. But here's what we do. We don't check it in. We're like, no, you know, I got this. And so what we do is we, instead of checking this in and letting God carry the weight of the unanswered prayer, we're like, nope, I got this. Hey, yeah, hold on. Just, yeah, excuse me. No. Yep. Hey, can you hold that? Just hold that for a minute. Hey, can you hold this right here?
No, it'll fit. It'll fit.
Hey, bud, where are you going? Where are you going? This guy doesn't know. Oh, well, we're headed to Cleveland. It's not a friendly place, but it'll be all right. Okay, what we do, oh, Lord, help me. Hold on to that one for me, okay? Be the Lord. You see, we're that person. Nobody likes that person. And we carry all of our baggage with us, and it interrupts everybody else's ride. When what we have to do is just check it. Let the Lord carry it and just continue to pray. You're not designed to carry the burden of the prayer. You're just designed to carry the prayer. Come on, all right? I want you to stand with me this morning. I know that maybe that's a crude analogy this morning. But for some of us, we've been doing a version of whatever that was in our spiritual life for a very long time. We've been carrying the weight, and we resent it. We don't like having to pray that prayer anymore, because it's become burdensome. It's become almost a negative point of prayer in our lives, if such a thing can exist. And we're tired. We're exhausted. We're saying, Lord, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to pray for that. It's gone unanswered for so long. It's been delayed for so long. I'm done. But I really believe this morning that if we will set ourselves and pray for direction and discernment, that we will begin to see that God is up to some bigger things than we can imagine. And within that, if we will take forward with us those unanswered prayers, I believe they will come to fruition in His timing and in the most perfect way this morning. You see, just because a prayer has gone unanswered doesn't mean that it is unanswerable. It just means He hasn't spoken yet. Come on, church. It just means He hasn't spoken yet. Now, don't be that person who God spoke and told him, hey, this, because here's another thing. What we'll do is God will say, no. And we're like, no.
Well, I'll show you no.
I'm going to take it with me anyhow. No, don't do that, because again, nobody likes that person. You're not functional for the rest of the body. Stop. Well, Pastor John, that's pretty mean. Let's do 2020 better than we've done anything before. Amen? Let's pursue God and pursue our relationship with Christ with a passion and a purpose like we never have before. And let's take those things that are left unanswered, and let's just simply check them in and say, hey, you know what? Everything that I've committed to Him, I know He's going to be faithful to complete. And just let Him do it on His timing and His way, because how many knows His way is the best way? We could want the best results, but how many knows in the process of getting the result, God can do more things than just that one thing? How many knows he can reach beyond and move in such a way that by the time it's all said and done, multiple lives, multiple families are blessed because of how He wanted His process to go. Father, I thank You this morning for Your word. God, I thank You that we have the ability to come before You in prayer. God, that we can have that deep, intimate experience, encounter, relationship, communication, God, with You this morning. And Lord, I know for even myself this morning, God, there are some delayed prayers in my life. God, there are some desperate prayers yet in my life. But God, today I believe that, Lord, You're carrying the weight of those prayers. God, that You see them, You know them, You see my heart, You know my heart. And God, You're working those things for the good. God, You're working a solution right now. God, You're working a miracle right now. God, Your purpose and Your plan goes beyond what I can see or comprehend in this moment. But God, I believe you're doing it this morning. And God, my prayer is that you would help us as a body to see and understand today that you're doing that same thing for all of us, God, in this room this morning. God, that I'm not the exception, because I am just a son like everyone else in here is either a son or a daughter of you. And God, for that which you'll do for me, God, I know you'll do for them. God, because you're no respecter of persons this morning. So, Father, help us to take those things that have seemingly become a burden. God, seemingly even maybe become a negative point of prayer. God, we've become exhausted with them. God, help us to surrender those delayed and those desperate prayers to you. God, that have gone unanswered. But, God, let us surrender them. Let us check them in. And, God, let us be faithful to pray for them. God, as you carry the weight of that burden. Father, I thank you for it this morning in Christ's name. How many knows that God's ways are not our ways? How many knows that his time is not our time? All right, his methods are not our methods. And you know, and he sees the entire picture, or the eternity picture, if you will. And we can't always see that. We can't see the eternity picture. But he does. And he is everything that we sang about this morning. And he loves us enough to carry the weight of those unanswered prayers. But we have to be responsible enough and mature enough to check them in and let him carry the weight and be faithful to our responsibility of continuing to pray for those. My encouragement this morning would be that all of us take forward those unanswered prayers, be faithful to pray over them. Because I know that he will be faithful to carry them, and he will be faithful to work them out in perfect timing according to his will and purpose. So this morning, maybe there's that delayed prayer. Maybe there's that desperate prayer in your life this morning. And you're like, you know what? It's become a little frustrating. It's become a little aggravating. It's become a little burdensome. Why don't you come this morning and check your baggage and just pray for the need and let him carry the weight of that this morning. Maybe you say, well, Pastor, I'm great, man. My family's great. My family's great. Even my dog and my dog's puppies are great. We're just so blessed. Hashtag blessed. Well, then how about today you spend a little extra time praying for direction and discernment for how God can use your hashtag blessed life a little bit more. You see, I don't think we have to do next year like we've done this year or any year previous. I think next year can be an amazing encounter, both individually and corporately, with God. I'm believing for those things, and I hope that you're believing for those things. But sometimes we got to get some things in order. So maybe this morning we need to check a few bags that we've been carrying around for a while. So if that's you, I want you to come this morning and just find a place to pray around the altars. I'm not going to pray for anyone of that nature this morning. I want just you and the Lord to have that moment. Now, if you don't know Jesus Christ this morning, come to me and let me help. Let me lead you and guide you to a relationship with Jesus Christ. If you need prayer of agreement for something, come. Let me pray with you. But this morning, if you're just checking some bags, if you're just checking discernment this morning, I want that to just be between you and your Heavenly Father. So this morning, as some are already coming, I want to encourage you to find a place, check some bags, check direction, and let God begin to move in your heart and your life. Again, if you don't know Jesus Christ, and today something is tugging on your heart and you want to surrender, please come forward. I would love to pray with you. If you need prayer of agreement, please come forward. But as they sing this morning, let's just find a place and say, God, I'm giving you those things today.
Thank you again for listening to this message. For more information on our church and the ministries that we offer, please visit us on the web at lccmadisonville.com or at any of our social media accounts at lccmadisonville.